This is Hospice Heartbeat. I'm Dale Gartner, and on this month's program, we're going to be talking with Heather Rowe, Director of Volunteers at Hospice of Lenawee. And Heather, it's good to have you on the program.
Hi, Dale. Thanks for having me.
And we're going to be talking about a couple of different things. And of course, you have the Hospice of Lenawee Volunteers and upcoming spring training.
We do. So twice a year, we offer volunteer training for our for Hospice of Lenawee, people who are interested in volunteering for us. So volunteering at Hospice is a little bit different than many other places. And this training is required as before they can become a volunteer. So we offer that twice a year. It is 4 full days of training, and all 4 days are required. And it's starting on April 30th. It'll be 4 Wednesdays in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So April 30th, May 7th, May 14th, May 21st. And that'll run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. those 4 Wednesdays at our office.
Now, do they have to sign up or register beforehand?
They do. We'll need them to complete an application and then meet with me prior to training. So they can just reach out to me at Hospice of Lenawee at our office number, which is 263-2323, and ask for Heather Rowe. They can also go to our website, hospiceoflenawee.org, and our application is online for them to print if they're able to do that. And then they could just send that in to me and I would contact them.
Excellent. Also, we've got the 5 Wishes seminars coming up in the month of April, too.
Right. So April 16th is National Healthcare Decisions Day. So it's very important for people to make their wishes known, not only at the end of life, but just if something was to happen to them. Really, any age, something could, tragically happen,
well, sure,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
So usually in April and throughout the year, we offer these 5 Wishes presentations. So essentially, it's an advanced directive, but it goes a little bit beyond the normal advanced directive. So an advanced directive is when you choose the person you want to make healthcare decisions for you if you're unable to do that yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you can name the person that you would like to make decisions for you. But this 5 Wishes document is really unique. The first wish is naming your person.
All right.
Then there's 4 other wishes where it goes much deeper into what you would like medically, physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, the second wish is the kind of medical treatment I want or don't want.
Mm-hmm.
You can spell that out.
Sure.
The third wish is how comfortable I want to be. And the 4th wish is how I want people to treat me. And the 5th wish is what I want my loved ones to know.
Huh.
So it's a really nice document that has a lot of things that are already stated, and then you can go through and cross out what you don't like or add things that you do like, but it's just a really easy document to get your wishes in writing so your loved ones don't have to guess.
So these seminars are going to be coming up when?
Yep. So we have 3 coming up in April. They're all going to be at the Hospice of Lenawee office in our main conference room. We have 1 on April 15th. That's at 9 a.m. April 17th at 1:30 p.m. and April 29th at 5:30 p.m.
So different days and times to be able to come. And,
yep, just to give people different opportunities. They're the same presentation each time.
Sure.
So those that information will also be on our website as well as our Facebook page coming up soon.
But it's something that people should really be thinking about.
Yeah, even like I said, even for those of us that maybe aren't towards the end of our life, it's really important for any age, 18 and older, for this document, for our loved ones to know what we would want.
Absolutely.
So it's a really important document. And it's really a gift to your family as well.
It is. It really is. And it kind of leaves that whole situation that is this really what that person wanted to have done?
Yep. It helps. It helps, with those questions.
Yep.
And making sure that the patient's wishes are done.
Good. Good thing to be thinking about, too. And now let's talk about a nice, great, big fundraiser for the Hospice of Lenawee, Heather.
Yeah, we're really excited about our fundraiser. Every year we do our fundraiser. We have a new location this year, which we're really excited about. So it is on Thursday, June 12th. And this year we are going to be at the White Birch Wedding Barn in Cement City, which is a beautiful venue. It's a newer wedding location. And we're just so fortunate that they're allowing us to have our event there this year. So we're really excited.
What is the theme this year?
So it's the Roaring Twenties. It's a speakeasy.
Ah.
People are welcome to dress, the theme, or just come casual. We like to keep this a casual event.
Sure.
So people don't feel intimidated that they have to dress up.
Yeah, yeah. Now, do they need to get tickets for this too then, Heather?
Yes, we'll need that. There are limited tickets. They're $100 per person. What's a little bit different this year is, of course, there's a great dinner that's going to be catered by Three Dudes and Dinner, but we're also having an open bar this year. So beer, wine, and sangria will be included in your ticket, open bar. But we will need them to register ahead of time. They can contact Stephanie Seidel at the office. She has a direct line of 662-4044, or you can just call the office 263-2323 and register with her. We're also looking for sponsors. That is a really important part of this fundraiser. So if anybody's interested in sponsorship, there is information on our Facebook page as well as our website about that.
That will be coming up on June 12th.
June 12th,
yeah. Yep. The Roaring Twenties. Well, this has been great. Great information, great update. Heather Rowe, thank you so much for being on the program this month.
Thank you, Dale.
My guest has been Heather Rowe, Director of Volunteers at Hospice of Illinois. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.